Hello and
Hello and
welcome to
welcome to
Gender
Gender
Equality
Equality
Talks,
Talks,
Season 2,
Season 2,
hosted by
hosted by
CNX.
CNX.
In these talks, we hear from people striving for gender justice worldwide, global voices demanding that progress must be on track to deliver the SDGs by 2030. We have with us today Noon Yadmong, trans rights activist from Thailand. Welcome, Noon. Pleasure to have you here with us today.
Yes, nice to meet you. Thank you for having me here also. I'm glad to be a part of this series of talk that actually, yeah, because we need, based on my experience of working with SDG, we need more of this type of life spaces to discuss about what does this mean by for the local communities also, and also the marginalized communities in terms of like the implementation of SDG. But thank you for having me here.
And it's so wonderful that, today is International Non-Binary People's Day, July 14th, a day that is earmarked for raising awareness around issues faced by non-binary people around the world, a day to celebrate diversity. So just to introduce the amazing and the fabulous work that you are doing, Yoon is a Thai trans woman. With an academic background in international human rights law. She's worked on trans rights with local and regional organizations in Asia. Noon is Senior Human Rights and Advocacy Officer at Asia Pacific Transgender Network, APTN. In her role at APTN, Noon brings the voices of trans people in the Asia Pacific region to international advocacy spaces, including the UN. She's a former board member of ILGA Asia. ILGA stands for the International Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Trans and Intersex Association. So wonderful, such amazing work you are doing. So since we are right now in the middle, actually the midpoint of the SDGs and 90 months more to go, we would really like to know from you, do you think the world is on track to deliver the SDGs, especially on gender equality?
Yeah, I would start with introduce APTN first and what APTN is doing in terms of like the transgender and gender diverse people human rights, right? And also what we have been done with SDG as well. APTN is actually the regional network organization based in Thailand, Bank of Thailand. But we have worked with the 26 countries across Asia and the Pacific. APTN has actively amplified the voice of trans and gender diverse people communities since 2009. And we actually lead alongside with national, regional and global partner, working towards the advancement of trans rights in the Asia Pacific through various means, right? We do the research, generate evidence, advocating for legal and policy change, support. We have the programs, supporting programs as well for the communities for emergency needs, campaigning and enhance organizational development also in terms of like increasing trans movement and trans organization in Asia Pacific. So we have a lot of like experience. We have like extensive experience actually working with the trans and gender diverse people across the region. And in terms of like SDG, when we actually go to the SDG spaces, monitoring the implementations of the states member, we actually raise a lot of like the systemic issue that we face, right? In terms of SDG, we also working with another intersectional movement as well, so that the issues is that we actually bring to those type of spaces is actually more intersectional and is really more focused on marginalized community within marginalized communities. So we actually from we so and for us from our observations, right, for us actually gender equalities for us, like what it means for us, is not even started for the implementation of the SDG. because still, right, the situation, I'm going to give you an overview of the regional situation here. So 398 trans people across the region still lost their lives from transphobic murders. The sexual orientation and gender identity of LGBTIQ people still criminalized, actually, at least 16 countries across the region. Through the anti-sodomy laws that having from the colonial legacy, and cross-dressing laws also, and also sex worker, anti-sex worker law. And we actually also, so trans communities in the regions also get impoverished, right? Because of like we lack of the access to basic needs actually, and lack of income due to the discriminations and lacking of the enabling environment as well. We don't have the healthcare, we cannot access to the education. When we apply for the job, we got discriminated by the company and also by the different sectors, so that we don't have income. So we are now living in the poverty as well, our communities. And there is also lately, there is a prevalence of the fundamentalist backlash in some of the region in the country as well. So we observed the backlash from the religious groups to the progress that made in some of the country across Asia as well. For example, in some of the country in South Asia, you might heard the news, but I'm gonna mention much because the thing is that is quite sensitive now also in the situation there. The thing is that there was the laws in that country, the legal gender recognition for transgender people actually like allows trans people to change their gender markers, allows us trans competent healthcare, actually like mostly established those type of like support system for trans people to live their life there, right? But lately there is the religious court there. Actually rule that a part of this law is actually against the religious principle, that they interpreted religious principle. So yeah, it's a lot of fundamentalist backlash we observe across the region and across the world. So this still happened, right? So how can I say that is even the progress that happened through the SDG? And yeah, I will stop there first in case you have another follow-up question. But I also feel free to, I'll be sharing more also what is the contentious issues also in the SDG spaces.
Right. So, so many issues you've raised here: poverty, discrimination, transphobia, religious fundamentalism, backlash. So, in the coming months, how do you see the way forward, and should be done to ensure inclusion?
Yes. We actually. The SDG process, right? There is a lot of challenge there in that space to when we actually want to the state to be accountable. And what we work through the monitoring mechanisms of the SDG, right? We actually engage with the Asia Pacific regional coordinating mechanisms through the APFSD process, which is like Asia Pacific Forum on Sustainable Development. And we actually convene with other groups as well, other marginalized groups, to actually have a say and also hold the state accountable to their responsibilities during the SDG. And we actually observe a lot of things, right? We observe the lack of data, the lack of the data that collected on the ground to actually understand and to actually effectively monitor the SDG implementation. So we really need this data to start with, right? To actually see what is the progress, where we are at, right? So that we can have more say what need to be improved. And but there are no effort to collecting this data. There are no effort from the state also to actually recruit more LGBT groups in the discussion in terms of the implementation of SDG. And even so, like some of the country also in try to harass these some of the groups as well who actually is like want to participate in these political spaces, right? There are a lot of like some people who speak up in some of the sensitive issue, they are getting like jail. So for example, across this Asia, we know this type of like criminalization of the activists, no? And the government also often like cherry pick the goals that they actually want to be implemented and they think that is easy to implement it, right? But meanwhile, they also come up with the false solutions all around, like what is actually is like to address gender inequalities, they present a lot of like the pink watching agenda, rainbow watching agenda, where, you know, just support some of the privilege groups amongst trans groups. So for example, like they recommend people to hire some more trans people in corporate, but it's not enough, right? Because of like people like still suffering in the road, in the like public spaces, people still got like hit and beat. Trans workers still got hit and beat, like when they walked down the road, for example. So this type of like false solutions that came up a lot for us also. We also actually observed the false solutions with the other groups as well. For example, like climate false solution, COVID false solutions type thing, right? So the government is actually want to do what they want to do, but never come up with the more progressive and provocative agenda as well, and more like redistribute the power and also the resources. Trans also transgender issues still not mainstream also, that we observe among the groups of the CSOs as well. It's not mainstream, it's not written anywhere in this SDG. And so we are really struggling also how to have a say and how to make our voice heard. Because it's not even mentioned in the SDG itself. And we are observed also in the a lot of like multilateral spaces, right? That also there are a lot of anti-gender mobilizations that happen as well, especially CSW, right? That we know already that this group is supported by the people in power, this group support by the people, well-resourced people, and then bring the narrative against trans people in this space also. And we actually, you don't want this to happen. I have never observed that in the SDG space. But there is this is the prevalent, this is the trends that happen in the multilateral space that we're afraid of as well. That's gonna happen. So what we need to actually do, what our strategy as APTN is to unite with the like-minded feminist organization and social justice groups to grow bigger, you know. We need more people, we need some more solidarities to push for this together. We fight for the same thing, we fight for the similar systemic oppression. Some of the groups fight for the anti-rights also, far-right groups also, so that we try to find some of the way that we can work together and encounter and counter those systemic barriers that we face together. We actually also is also our learning process as well, to learn more about like how to tackle another systemic issue. We try to learn about more about our communities and find the angle that we can actually collaborate in the larger fights as well. We try to understand that how climate change or how climate crisis, how COVID, how this type of like macroeconomics agendas give the impact for marginalized trans and gender diverse people as well. So this is our strategy right now, to actually like working together with the other groups and try to grow bigger, try to be more empathetic with the others also, try to actually go through this like hostilities together.
So, Anil, this the women deliver conference that's happening later next week in Kigali, Rwanda. What expectations do you have from this conference?
I hope that at least trans-related issues discussed more there. Right, people actually like see trans issue is the important issue that to be need to be addressed also. And I hope also that we are not the afterthoughts of the discussion. At least people discuss about it and want to do something about it as well. And some of the country, a supportive country, I think I hope that they are united together and try to work with the other, what is called, try to work with the country that is, which is not actually quite supportive, but try to get them accountable to the trans and gender diversity related issues as well. I know that the discussion is going to be really, really cherry-picking the same, right? We all know that. But we hope that there is going to be more voice that support trans and gender diverse communities and also larger marginalized communities across Asia and the Pacific. And I hope that, the dynamics between the Global North and Global South countries are so addressed as well there, because of we also know that issue of trans person here in Asia Pacific and issue of trans people there in the Global North country is not the same as well. And, you know, those rainbow washing or pink washing, those type of like situation is actually somehow lies toward the lived experience of the people in the Global North, but not here. So hopefully the discussion is more like grounded with the lived realities of the trans and gender diverse people in this region, and also more marginal and more intersectional in terms of identity as well. They need to recognize the marginalized people among marginalized. We need to also like talk more about like trans people with the indigenous identities, trans people with disabilities, trans people with the trans worker, trans people who are farmers or waste picker, hijra communities, more marginalized communities, right? And just hope that because of like we have seen that is never discussed actually, and this is our like slim hope that it can happen somehow. And I hope that in this type of like multilateral spaces is the way to do so. Hoping some people bring it up. because of like this VVC, this type of like multilateral space is somehow the opportunity as well, because some of the country here, right, they have those type of like harassment against activists who speak up about the truth. So this multilateral spaces can be the opportunity for some of the people who can speak there without reprisal, without harassment, without unsafe environment. And some of the people can also bring the solidarities and talk about our issues as well.
Yes. Thank you so much, Yun. Such a range of issues and challenges you have flagged here. And yes, there is so much to be done and so much that needs to be done. And first of all, that, diverse voices be heard. So let's hope that in the months to come, we are able to move forward on all of these issues. Thanks very much. It was a pleasure having you with us. You were listening to Gender Equality Talks, hosted by CNS, featuring Noon Yot Mong, trans rights activist from Thailand. Until next time, thank you for listening and participating in this dialogue to demand progress for gender equality. Thank you and bye for now.
Thank you, everyone.
Record.